Now it's on. All right. Hello. So it's great to be talking to you guys today. Just a quick intro about myself. I'm Ollie. I'm currently doing a discipleship course called DNA with Jules, who's just sat over there. She'll be talking later. And I serve on the youth team with Connor and everybody else. I'm part of Paul and Claire's life group, and I'm married to my incredible wife, Evie, who's sat over there. Yeah. Fun fact, that's nearly been a year, so that's terrifying. I'm saying that so she knows I've remembered. Steve has asked me about a month ago now to do this talk on death to life. I'm really excited to talk to you guys about this. So let's dive into it. If you have a Bible, could you open it to Romans 8, verses 1 to 3. It's on the screen if you don't have a Bible. I'll be reading from ESV, just to let you guys know. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. This is a part of a letter to a bunch of churches in Rome. It's written by a guy named Paul. Quick intro for Paul. Before Paul became a Christian and started his world tour, starting spreading the stories of Jesus, that's what it was, Paul ravaged and destroyed the church. It's in Acts. It's quite horrible. Churches then were based out of people's homes. And so he was forcing his way into people's safe spaces and dragging them off to prison. Needless to say, he was not a nice man. But he then became one of the most influential figures in the Bible. And what Paul describes in Romans 8 is that sudden experience that we can, sudden change that we can all experience. And he experienced it all those years ago on the road to Damascus. It's quite incredible. At the end of the talk, I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to start an amazing journey that many of us are already on in the room. It will be a very simple prayer, so just keep that in mind and in your hearts while I chat a bit more. So what is Paul talking about here? Sins of the flesh, spirit of life, that kind of thing. Well, let me give you a very basic and very quick explanation of the start of Genesis. Here we go. So in the beginning, we have God who created the world and he spoke it into existence. I'll go on to a bit more about the power of words later on, but just follow me for a moment. So we have God the creator who created everything good and perfect, okay? And more importantly, he created something what are called free agents. Free meaning he gave them choice, agents meaning conscious beings. That's basically all it is. So it's basically you and me, and also importantly, angels. Because then what happened was a third of those angels chose to rebel against God, led by an angel named Lucifer. He got cast down from heaven and became Satan. The third of the angels became demons or something. What happens next is when Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden, and a lot of people know this story, this is where the enemy tempts Eve, and Adam and Eve give in to temptation, and corruption enters the world. So what we have now at the start of Genesis is a God who's created a perfect world, and everything's good, and then we have the enemy who's now corrupted it, and creation meaning world and us as well, so we have been corrupting. This corruption is called sin, and it's basically the opposite of what God wanted and wants for us. God created life, the enemy corrupted life, and death entered the world. God created love, and enemy corrupted love, and lust entered the world. So we have this kind of play. So this is what Paul means by the law of sin and death, as you can see on the screen. Is the idea that sin slash corruption always leads to death because it's the opposite of what God wants for us. God gave us life and Satan brought death. And the word law here means principle or universal truth. I wrap my head around it by thinking like the laws of physics. That's because I'm quite sciencey. You can work it out somewhere else. This must mean that the spirit of life must be a gift from God because it redeems this principle of sin and for death. We see in verse 3 that Paul writes, "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, he condemned sin in the flesh." Now, just to confuse you even more, the law here, the law in that verse now means Jewish law, which was set out in the start of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. And I'm not going to go into it because it's very long, very complex, and ultimately very difficult to stick to, which is why Jesus came to replace it. Okay? So, Paul is saying the law of Moses will not save you because you can't uphold it, you can't stick to it. So God sent his son Jesus, okay, who was 100% man and 100% God, and Jesus had a body like all of us apart from one thing. He wasn't ever corrupted by sin. He was sinless. And God sent Jesus in a body so he could condemn all past, present, and future sin through the punishment of that one sinless body. We call this salvation. Jesus died so that we might live. We were just singing about it. Yeah? And I really do mean might, because to get to that life, we have to turn away from the opposite. What I mean by that is salvation is a choice. God's not going to force you to make it because he's a God of love, okay? You have to accept that for yourself. I did on the 3rd of August, 2018, okay? That's when I was saved. It was a Friday, and it was about 10 in the morning. It wasn't a decision I made lightly, but it was one that I truly meant here in my heart. So if you want to know a little bit more about my testimony, ask me after the service. I'm happy to share it. Just to give you a little enticement, it involves a homeless man jumping out of a shack and shouting at me. That's true. It's weird. So I'm going to give you a little bit of space to make that choice today. What's going to happen is that there will be a prayer on the screen in a second that you can say in your heart or out loud, if you've already accepted Jesus as your Savior, I encourage you, please speak out loud. God created the world with words. Your words have a lot of power too. Speak those words over yourself and the people around you. So, cool. Let us pray. Prayer should be on the screen now. Father God, I am sorry that I have sinned. I realize this is not what I was made for. For I am made in your image, and you are without sin. But because you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, as a sin offering, I thank you that you can release me of that control of my sin on my life. I thank you that you did this not because I deserve it, but it's what you desire for me. I accept your death, Lord Jesus, as a penalty for my sin. Thank you for saving my life. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, one, congrats. Know that everyone in here is rooting for you and will happily support you as you start your new life. Please speak to one of the leadership team around. If you're a member of our wonderful youth who's just said that prayer, awesome, well done. Speak to Connor or one of your youth leaders and we'll help you and support you too. If you do want further support, there is an Alpha course running on the 10th of April. Yeah? It's great. But right now, we are going to head back in some worship. So let's stand up and really praise God and thank the Lord for what he's done for us. Awesome. Thank you very much.